opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, well, that Rocket Street came to an end. But we have lots of inappropriate and fun stuff and football stuff and all kinds of stuff. Let's do it. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the role model. Zhong Li, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Zhong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Thursday, weekend's almost here. Means it's almost beer time. Let's have some fun today. What's up, Hoffman?
Sports and stuff like that. What's up with you?
No, nothing.
You're already mad at me to start the show.
We're just having a heated discussion because you're trying to strike one of my Deadpool guys, and all I said was just Google him. Just Google him. And then if you really want to fight against him, okay, but just because I got a guy who's already going to die, it's official.
Well, I mean, right. We haven't put in our official things. Everyone could, now that you've thrown him out there, everyone could put him on the list.
No, I asked you, and then you went and started asking everybody, so now they're going to steal my guy.
Well, right. And I asked everybody, and to a man, everyone said, no, never heard of the guy.
Except for Juggalo Trey.
Juggalo Trey, who's not participating in the pool.
Doesn't matter.
In fact, right before that, Juggalo Trey had asked to participate in the pool. And you directly shot him down and said no.
Which ought to tell you that he wasn't
trying. No juggalos allowed.
He wasn't trying to help me.
And then suddenly you're like, oh yeah, Juggalo Trey has the last say in who's allowed to be in the
pool. All we need is somebody in there that has heard of him. And that's it's legitimate. It's a legitimate dude.
I don't think so.
Like, there's a lot of bands that I haven't heard of that you listen to.
That's fine. And if I put any of them in the death pool,
I don't care.
Say, I've never heard of
if
that
they're
guy.
Famous enough and they've sold enough albums and stuff, that's fine. It's fine.
I'm looking at my list.
Okay.
I don't think there's anyone on my list that you're even going to question.
So?
Like that would even be remotely debatable.
So I dug a little deeper. That's a
well. We said
that's
they
a
have
negative?
Like we talked. We discussed this. We well, discussed yeah, like by, the by, level of fame, and we said if there's anyone questionable, we'll decide as a vote.
Not really. I think we decided if there was anybody questionable that you and I would just strike them. But if we're gonna be on opposite sides of it, that rule doesn't work.
Right. Which means we have to go to a third party. And Zhong, you've never heard of the guy, right?
No, I haven't.
See, well, too bad.
Now, to be fair, Zhong's a 21-year-old Asian.
Well, that's the thing. I'm going to make my case when the time comes. We'll just leave it at that. And
I think you should have a backup plan.
I guarantee
though,
you,
because you're already down in the voting.
Yeah, but I don't care. I mean, I turned in my 10. That's my 10. I'm going to stick with it because I
Fred, if you've got someone who's been struck from the list, I mean,
hey, who starts striking people from people's lists? That's so weak. It's like somebody actually goes and
didn't
does the
we discuss
research.
That there would be people that if they weren't famous enough, they would be struck.
But this guy is more famous than some people that are going to be on these lists. I guarantee you, just because you haven't heard of him,
I don't think so. And listen, if somebody less famous than that guy shows up, I'll strike that guy too.
I do not give you strike power over my list.
I mean, it's,
I'm sorry, you do not own me, AJ Hoffman.
I don't, but there has to be some sort of checks and balances, and you're out of line. You're like Trump right now.
No,
you're running around.
Well, you know what? Guess who's the president? And if he can be the president, then I can damn sure have Gord Downie on my death list.
Yeah, I don't think so.
End of discussion. It's a tremendous list. It's tremendous.
You have done tremendous research. I will give you that.
Well, the only point I'll make is we spent about 15 minutes talking about this and how I went and watched her last concert at the Maple Leaf and how packed it was and crazy it was and how everybody was crying because the dude was going to die.
I don't even remember. Somebody else must have been here.
No, you were here. We did a whole segment.
There's no way I would have sat for 15 minutes listening about something I've never heard of.
Well, you spent about 8 minutes making fun of me and talking about how I haven't heard of those guys. To be fair, I hadn't heard of them before then either, but I have now.
Yeah. And technically, you were part of that show. I may have to go find that on Podcast Arena.
Yeah, you need to, because I don't remember that.
Well, if
I'd
known you were going to be such a baby about it, I would have.
I mean, listen, Fred, it's no offense to you. This is anybody who comes in here with some stupid name on their list will be struck just the same. We've got to have there's got to be some sort of limit to playing fields here. I mean, I could just say, oh, my cousin has a radio show in Tyler, Texas. He's got liver cancer. He's probably done for.
It's a little different than a guy who's sold millions of albums worldwide.
When you say worldwide, you basically mean in Canada.
No, they're also really popular in Europe and a whole lot of places. Right. So, they said, didn't you have to have 10,000 Twitter followers? You got, what, 32?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's one. That's definitely that is the one thing in your favor.
Celebrity and more than 10,000 Twitter followers. That was the thing.
No, that was not the only thing. That was part of the criteria. And that's the only part of the criteria that's in your favor right now.
I don't think so.
They've released a whole bunch of albums because they've been around forever.
Well, there you go. He's not going to be around much longer.
14 studio albums. Good Lord.
Yeah.
From 1983. Who's doing?
They've been around forever, yeah.
Yeah. And they've been around since I was born, and I've never heard of them.
Well, like I said, I hadn't heard of them either until...
Yeah, see, you're trying to just wedge someone in there.
But hey, the reality is, we talked about him on the show. You should have used him too.
You need to find some audio of me mentioning this guy's name.
Well, I'll have to find it. I'll go look up the show after that.
That's like me saying, somebody from a Florida Man story is going to die. We talked about him on the show.
Now, how many albums did the Florida Man make?
I don't know.
Okay, see, there you go. How many Twitter followers did the Florida Man have?
I don't know. Florida Man has a lot of Twitter followers.
Florida Man, that guy, whoever's doing that, if we knew who it was, yeah, he's famous enough.
Okay.
I'd allow that.
I don't know. Maybe we need to have like someone who's not involved in the death pool, who's an outside third-party guy, determine if he's famous or not. Who are our participants, Jong? You have the full list?
I have the full list. Barry's working on his. Barry Warner submitted his.
He did submit?
Barry Warner?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, good.
I think Patrick Creighton, Jermaine Every.
They submitted?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I have it all here with me. Todd is playing.
Okay.
Mike Liebeschock dropped out, and I think Raheel dropped out as well.
Oh.
They just didn't have time.
No, I thought maybe they felt guilty. Well, that's good.
I think Fred Davis might, and he might be working on it.
They didn't have time.
Really? We only been talking about this for two. We gave him an extra day,
yeah,
too.
There was a whole extra day.
You talked to Raheel.
All right. Raheel was too busy moosing his hair. I don't know what he was doing. It's what a difficult life that guy's got. El Jefe said, who's the guy? Let the listeners decide. His name is Gord Downie.
It's the lead singer of the Tragically Hip.
Yeah. Das Gym Rat says, famous Canadian bands? You guys talking Nickelback again? No. If it was the lead singer from Nickelback, totally acceptable. But honestly...
License to Chill said we talked about him when Merle Haggard died. I don't remember that, but I'll take your word for it.
Would, if let's say the drummer from Nickelback, who I couldn't pick out of a lineup, if he were dying, that guy is not famous enough, right?
I probably not.
Yeah, just because you're in a famous band
but
doesn't make
the
you
lead
famous.
Singer. Of the
I know, but
band?
I just don't know if that band is famous enough.
And what would be your criteria that you haven't heard of them?
Well, I mean, nobody's heard of them except you,
and you
didn't even hear of them until...
How many guys on your list did 11 million people watch their farewell concert?
Well, I mean...
In Canada alone, and 20 million around the world.
My people haven't had a farewell concert yet.
Well...
But I would guess...
Then I like my chances better than yours, because my guys already said goodbye.
But I guarantee the three musicians on my list are way, 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 way more famous.
See, I have a couple
Downie.
Other people that I think are more strikeable than him. Frankly.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of janky list do you have?
It's a research list. I went and found people who have been diagnosed with very difficult illnesses in the last couple of years, some terminal, some not.
But they have to be legitimately famous.
They are legitimately famous.
It's a celebrity death pool.
These are celebrities. They all are. Just because they're not on the same level as, Johnny Manziel.
Would they have allowed Gord Downie on Dancing with the Stars?
Not now because he looks terrible, but...
Ever?
Possibly, I don't know.
Oh,
I don't watch Dancing with the Stars.
Celebrity Apprentice?
It says, Fred, you're arguing with youngsters who haven't heard of the Tragically Hip. Put a pacifier in their mouths and proceed. So asked, do they have a full Wikipedia page?
Fred didn't hear of the Tragically Hip until how long ago?
I'd heard of him. I just didn't pay attention to him.
And it's only because he's married to a Canadian.
Do they have a Wikipedia page? That's another good one. Yes.
Fred.
Very substantial one.
You have a Wikipedia page.
Yes. And somebody has me on their list.
Well, that Barry can't have you on his list.
Yeah, that's fine. He can put me on the list. I don't care.
You guys, I don't think you guys, John,
here's
am I the only one who feels like they're not having a full grasp of what a celebrity death pool is about at its core?
I think Gord Downie is one of those borderline people, and he does have a pretty extensive Wikipedia page. So, I don't know, maybe we can leave it up to the listeners, but I think I'm going to, I'm kind of in the middle, but I'm leaning towards Fred because he does have a pretty extensive Wikipedia page.
Okay, well, I'm that's two votes for him. Then I'm all about the democratic process in this. I don't want to. I'm not like trying to be a dictator on it. I'm just saying everybody we asked, no one had heard of him.
Oh, this is a good one.
Yeah, I've never heard of him.
This
either,
is a good one that I didn't have. That is Dylann Roof considered a celebrity?
Oh, of course. Yeah, I don't think he'll die this
year. Yeah, that's the thing. I don't think it'll happen this year.
I thought about it because he got beat up real bad in jail.
That could happen, right?
But like they learned from that, and you know, at least for the first year, they're going to keep that guy separated from everyone else. See, plus, once he's in real prison, I bet the skinheads.
Yeah, that would
take
be a good guy to
him.
Have. I've already turned my list in, so I can't change. I wish I'd thought of that. That's brilliant. I do have one guy that you might strike.
Well, let's hear him now. Let's get it out in the open now.
Vivian Campbell, guitarist, was Def Leppard. He was one of the most famous ones of the 80s. Also diagnosed. That one I'll accept if you want to strike. But I think he was one of the guitar heroes of the 80s. Played in Whitesnake.
And played in multiple bands?
Yeah.
That's already like kind of he's like a session musician, damn near.
He's not a session musician. It's another guy that sold a whole bunch of albums. He's a Northern Irish rock guitarist. He was in Dio. He was the lead guitarist for Dio. Def Leppard. Also worked with Thin Lizzy, Whitesnake, Sweet Savage, Trinity, River Dogs, and Shadow King.
Okay, now let's also discuss this. When he worked with Def Leppard, he's been working with Def Leppard since 1993. Yeah. Name a Def Leppard song that's come out since 1993.
Well, they did a whole album. he was like a big get for them when they got him.
Okay.
Steve Clark went away. But again,
he was the guitar player on Holy Diver, which to me that's more I'd let you have him before I let you have the Gord Downie guy, because
he played the solo on Rainbow in the Dark, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
So,
what's your favorite Gord Downie song?
I don't have one because I'm not. I don't have to be a fan, AJ.
John, you see what I'm saying?
I don't have to be a fan.
I'm.
Ooh, Jared Fogle. That's another one.
This is why I think the Gord Downie thing is BS. You can't name a song from him. At least the other guy, you can name some songs he did.
Well, but I grew up in the 80s playing his music. That's different.
I never played Def Leppard's music. I know who Def Leppard is. I never played Dio's music. I know
who
Dio is.
But you didn't know that he played for Def Leppard.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Because he played for Def Leppard in the 90s when I didn't even know Def Leppard was still playing in the 90s.
I got all these people from my era who are about to die.
Well, that's not surprising.
Okay. We'll get to it later. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz.
Now, this is Drunk Bevo gives a legitimate suggestion here. Couldn't you do a Twitter pool for questionable picks?
No. No. In the end, we'll argue it out and then we'll decide. And if you guys decide against me, fine.
Because you gave your list,
Yeah, I told you my list. There's two guys on there.
There's two that are questionable.
See,
the third one I thought was questionable until I saw him.
Yeah.
And he's like one of those old British actors who's in a ton of stuff.
Yeah, and you would.
You would if you saw him, you know he's famous.
But see, like, if you pull somebody who was really big in a band when you were, you know, in kind of your era that I've never heard of, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt on it. Like, because you listened, let's say, you were kind of, what, 90s, right?
Right.
See, I didn't even listen to music for about 10 years.
Like, here's what I would say about that. For instance, like, what my favorite band when I was a kid was Stone Temple Pilots. Like, when I was in junior high school age, Stone Temple Pilots was my favorite band. So, and now, obviously, there's, you know, Scott Weiland's dead.
Right. You could have him again if you want.
But Dean and Robert DeLeo, the guitar and bass player, and Eric Kretz, that is the drummer, I would never pick them in a death pool, even if they were dying, because those guys aren't technically famous to me. Their band is famous, and Scott Weiland was famous.
But see, I would give you those because of the band. That's a big enough band.
Yeah.
Now, not every band is like that, where I would say drummer's okay.
Like, there's very few bands where, and like, Keith Moon was famous. It may have been the most famous guy in The Who. Like, Ringo's obviously famous. Like, to be a drummer, Lars Ulrich is very famous. There's not very many bands where I'd say, okay, the drummer's famous enough to be considered viable in a celebrity death pool. There are some lead guitarists of bands. I don't know if there's many bass players out there. I mean, besides Paul McCartney, I don't know if there's any bass players that are even...
See, this is not...
Flea is an acceptable bass player.
Flea, Geddy Lee.
I mean, but there's very few. You see what I mean?
Yeah, although, see, this is not the kind of death pools I played in before. It's basically...
This is a more strict death pool.
Yeah, and I think we're kind of violating the intent of the death pool.
No, you are violating the intent of the death
pool. No, the intent of the death pool is to find people who are going to die who are famous.
Who are famous. You're acting like you're throwing in famous as like an afterthought.
No, I'm not. I'm telling you, if 20 million people watch me play, that's famous. I hate to break it to you. If a guy played in a major band, even if he was a drummer, that's famous. I think a celebrity death pool can't just be limited to TMZ's top 100 people.
I don't think that either.
And here's the thing. There's people who were famous 30 years ago who are going to kick that you probably even haven't thought about, but were huge stars in the 50s and 60s. That's the kind of people who kick. Damn, I wanted to take Betty White, too. I didn't take her.
I guess, you know, like...
You're thinking of celebrities in the TMZ fashion. I'm thinking of celebrities as people who've been successful in film, in music, sports figures, guys like that.
If I'm going to
give you celebrities,
the old British actor, I said I'll give you. That guy is not TMZ famous. TMZ won't even write about him when he dies.
Yeah, but you had to see him,
right? But I saw him, and oh yeah, he's definitely famous.
Yeah, I don't like that we're putting rules on it like this because we didn't before, and it was a lot more fun. That's all.
I think you have to have rules like this.
I think it's. I mean, this is kind of like, well, I don't know him, so he must not be famous, even though he's got a giant Wikipedia page and all this stuff happened. So, okay, you can't have him. Yeah, that's just kind of silly.
I mean, there's a lot of foreign bands with Wikipedia pages, Fred. You realize that, right?
Yes.
That we would not consider famous.
If they've got that big of a following, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it.
I don't know.
And I tend to favor North America and Europe over... a Russian band, but that's because I'm bigoted. And I don't really like anything Russia right now except Teddy KGB, and he's a fictional character.
I mean, so, okay.
Because here's one for you. I had Kylie Minogue.
She's famous.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's definitely famous.
Because you've heard of her. I think that's what we're getting to.
I think most people have
I had never heard of her until I looked her up and saw she had cancer. So
I don't know. Like I said, we can discuss. Do you know who Juan Gabriel is?
No.
Juan Gabriel has the second best selling album of all time in Mexico. he's not famous.
If somebody brought him to it and could make a case for it, I'd be all right.
No one would be able to make that case. Well, would you accept that as famous?
If yeah, I would actually.
Yeah, I mean, I think Fred's right. He is a if he's that popular in Mexico, he is considered a public figure. So he is considered a celebrity.
All right. I mean, I guess if we were playing a death pool in Mexico, I would say yeah.
Well, what if we had somebody who was a big fan of Mexican music who came in and wanted to use that guy, and then made the same case I did? I'd be like, okay.
We would as the group discuss.
Now, see, we're turning this into the BCS. We really are.
It should be.
No, it shouldn't.
You can't just bring any old schmo who you know is going to die and has, you know, a handful of Twitter followers and say, oh, he's famous.
You guys are totally ruining this game for me.
I'm sorry.
You're turning it in. You're turning into we're going to.
You do have someone on your side. Jong is taking your side on this.
But we shouldn't have to have sides. It should be, oh, yeah, look, that guy's obviously pretty famous. Look at this. Okay. If borderline. Now, see, I'm getting. Apparently, Juan Gabriel's dead.
No, he's not.
That's what somebody told me.
I just looked at his Wikipedia page.
Does it say dead?
Oh, no, he is dead. He died he died last year.
Damn it.
Yeah,
so
sorry.
You can't have him.
He just died.
Now, remember, we're a diverse culture here. We have a lot of people from a lot of places.
If you want the third highest selling album of all time, the guy's still alive. His name's Jose.
Oh, that's a cool name. Actually, I've heard of that guy.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Only because of the name. You hear a name like Jose. You don't forget that.
He is one of the most famed bossa nova stylists of all time. Everyone is a big bossa nova fan.
Just saying. But if somebody brought that and I looked him up and said, okay, just because I've never heard of him, that's a pretty big deal.
I think the fact that you have to look him up, that means he's not that famous.
See, you're making this about you. If you've heard of him,
Fred,
they're famous.
Okay, take yourself out of the equation. You didn't know who that guy was.
Until 22 billion people watched him say goodbye. Then I learned who he was. There's a lot of guys. I didn't know who Juan Gabriel was. Now I know. I'd be like, okay, fine. You guys just weren't creative enough in your list, and that's your problem.
No.
That's your problem.
We just went with actual celebrities.
No, what you think are actual celebrities. I'm sorry, but I think a guy with that big of a Wikipedia page and that many albums who did it for that many years, that's famous.
All right.
Just because you haven't heard of him. And I guarantee you, if you had dug a little deeper and found somebody like that I hadn't heard of, I wouldn't be bitching about
it. If I had found some South African rock star, you would have been okay with that.
If he'd had that many albums in that career? Absolutely.
It's absurd.
No, it's not absurd.
It's completely
absurd.
You're
trying to make this an American thing. So are we going to...
Where do we live? Where is this game being played?
In the world.
Hmm.
I've had Australians on my list before.
I'm not saying... Listen, there are foreigners who are famous in the United States. Mel Gibson is famous. He's not from here.
I'm getting like 50 texts about Juan Gabriel, that how famous he was. So,
but had you heard of him?
No, I hadn't, but I would have. Yeah, but that's the thing. I would look them up and said, oh, yeah, I guess we got to let him in.
OG Triple OG says, would someone like Vicente Fernandez count? To me, no. Because I would have to look him up to know who it is.
But that's okay.
Not a Juggalo says, is Morrissey famous enough? Morrissey is famous enough.
Why? Because you've heard the name?
Well, because I mean, not just because I've heard the name, but because he's like a popular figure.
See, I know nothing about Morrissey. Nothing.
Okay.
But I would look it up and say, oh, okay.
Have you ever heard of a band called The Smiths?
No.
I find that very hard to believe.
No, I haven't heard of the Smiths. Sorry. I told you, that's probably from your era when I wasn't listening to music.
The Smiths were around like in the 70s and 80s, before I was even born. And I've heard of the Smiths.
I haven't heard of
Smith,
them.
Jong, have you heard of the Smiths?
No.
Okay, well, then maybe he wouldn't count.
No, I would still let him count just because I hadn't heard of him. That's the whole crux of the disagreement here. I haven't heard of him, therefore he's not famous.
I think the group that you're playing in has to determine who's famous.
No, that's crazy. That's crazy. That's
if everyone decides on their own volition who's famous, then really anything goes, where it's a free-for-all. That's ridiculous.
Well, yeah, it's part of the game. As long as you can get on there, and we said 10,000 followers, okay, we got that. We've got a Wikipedia page, okay, we got that. Enough people think this guy's famous just because the group doesn't. I'm sorry, that's crazy. We're taking a fun game and turning it into
that's like we're doing a fantasy basketball draft, and I draft Hot Sauce from the And One Tour, and I'm like, why can't his assists count? Why can't his points count? Oh, because he doesn't play in the NBA. And I'm like, oh well, but he's a basketball player. It's craziness. It's lunacy.
No,
there has to be an established guideline.
That's a terrible example.
No, there has to be an established guideline.
It's more
guideline.
Like it's all right. I'm going to talk about Harry's razors. I'll be honest. If you guys want to strike my guys, fine. I'll just go with eight. But this is not what I signed up for the record. I signed up for a fun death pool. Tell you what else is fun? Harry's razors. And if you want to shave off a couple of people from my Deadpool, use a Harry's razor. For decades, one big razor company has relentlessly increased prices and reaped immense profits at the expense of their customers. So Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys who were fed up with getting ripped off, started Harry's to fix shaving. Harry's knew there was only one way to ensure quality, so they bought their own factory. And by taking less profit and selling directly to you over the internet, Harry's offers their blades at half the price. It's just $2 a blade compared to the $4 or more you'll pay if you go to the store where you have to wait and they unlock the thing for you. That's just crazy. Harry's razors are fantastic. They were already really good. They made them even better, and they didn't raise the price. And you get them delivered directly to your door. They're so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer for fans of the show, go to harrys.com right now and enter code FAUR at checkout to get a post-shave balm also free. That's harrys.com, code FAUR, F-A-O-U-R.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. Might as well take a couple phone calls. Huh?
I think, let me ask you guys this, if this is a decent way to determine who's famous or not. Jong, would you say that the people you put on deaths are typically famous?
Yes.
Would you put either of the guitar player or this Gord Downie guy on those lists?
Gord Downie probably makes the list, but not the guitar player.
I'm starting to come around on Gord Downie because as I'm reading, and listen, it's not famous to me.
Actually, you know what? The guitar player might make the list just because of the band that he was in.
But he's in the band, he was in the band after they did anything of value. The reason why I'm giving Gord Downie more viability than the other guy you mentioned, whose name I've already forgotten, because whatever I know about the Tragically Hip, they've sold 7-8 million albums, wherever it is. I mean, it's in Canada, which means nothing to me, but they have sold 7 million albums, and he is the lead singer, which makes me feel like I can come around to that one. The other guy, because I'd never heard of him before. He's not the front man of a band. I don't know that I cannot strike him from the list.
So this basically comes down to whether or not you've heard of him.
I just told you I've never heard of Gord Downie, but yeah. I'm looking at his credentials.
No, but that's
the credentials are there that you could make a legitimate argument that he's famous.
All right.
I mean, am I wrong in that?
I would just say, if you grew up the time I grew up,
don't
that guy
tell me
was
about
huge.
You came out and you said he's the guitar player from Def Leppard.
No,
and
he
played guitar
now,
for Def Leppard in the 90s.
He played guitar for Def Leppard in the 90s, but he played for Ronnie James Dio. He was a complete badass then. That solo was one of the most famous solos of the 80s. He was one of the most sought after guitarists. He was right up there with Steve Vai and Joe Satriani and guys like that.
Is he on Rolling Stone's top 100 guitarist list?
I'm sure he is, actually. I haven't looked it up, but I am certain.
If he is, then he's in.
I would bet money that he's on that list.
Okay.
You can look it up.
I'm looking it up now.
Meanwhile, Daniel.
Vivian Matthews, is that him?
No, Vivian Campbell.
Vivian Campbell, yeah. Okay.
I'll be disappointed.
I was going to say, Vivian Matthews would not have been on there.
No. Let's take a phone call. Daniel.
Daniel.
Am I there?
Hey now, sports.
I'm here.
Okay, right
here.
All right.
Well, go, sir.
Can you hear me, guys?
We can hear you.
We hear you fine. Go.
Okay. I think that you are getting to the point that you only consider famous whoever you know. But
yeah.
In reality, it is not like that. I mean, when you mention Juan Gabriel is not only famous in Mexico. He's a total icon in any Spanish-speaking country. And I'm going to put my example for in comparison. I moved from Venezuela to the United States 20 years ago. And 20 years ago, I didn't even know who Garth Brooks or any country singer was, because they were only famous here. Okay, now I know who they are, and I consider them famous. But it is a matter of, like you said, let's look at the credentials. Let's see how many people know them and how they were followed. It's like saying Diego Armando Maradona. Maradona, maybe in the United States, was not famous at all, because in the 80s and 90s, nobody followed soccer in the United States.
Daniel, let me ask you this question.
Who's
Wong Kar Kui? Would you consider him famous?
I don't know who he is, but if his credentials said that he has been followed for millions of people, I have to admit that he's famous.
But he's not famous here, and this is where the game is being played.
Oh, well, then is what you have to say. Not famous.
Wong Kar Kui is the biggest pop star in China, which is the most heavily populated country in the world. Wong Kar Kui is not famous in the United States.
How about if I say this? Juan Gabriel is as famous as Ricky Martin, Gloria Estefan, in any Spanish-speaking country.
This isn't a Spanish-speaking country. He's not more famous than Ricky Martin or Gloria Estefan here.
In the United States.
Yes. Gloria Estefan and Ricky Martin had commercial success in the United States, which is why they are considered celebrities in our culture. Now, listen.
I'm talking about worldwide.
I understand that. I'm saying in a different – if this game were being played on a radio station in Mexico, I would give you that.
All right, well, let's just stop here, because here's a solution. Let's redo the whole thing with only Americans. Because that's what you're getting at.
That's not what I'm getting at.
No, I mean, because otherwise we're going to sit here and go through – we're going to pick through every person who's not from America. So I think we should just redo the whole thing, and it can only be Americans.
Whatever you guys want to do. I mean, you want to use your guys, that's fine. We'll use your guys.
No, I'm just saying that. I mean, that's kind of what you're getting at.
No, that's not what I'm getting at.
Well, famous in America
only.
Is
Queen Elizabeth famous? Yeah. Is she American? No. But there's no question that she's famous. Lady Diana was famous. Like, you've got to understand the difference between famous in American culture versus being American.
Okay, so now we're just – let's break it down and start the rules over. Famous in American culture, that's what you want.
Here's what – we got a great tweet from Billy, and he says the phrasing is very important. Is the game about famous people who are most likely to die – or people most likely to die who are famous, who are also famous? And I feel like you and I have different views on what game we're playing. Like, I feel like it's famous people who are most likely to die, and you're looking at it as people most likely to die who are famous.
Well, yeah.
So there's a fundamental difference in the game we're playing here.
Yeah, I think we should go back to the drawing board. We should throw all these out, and you come up with the rules you want, point by point, down to Twitter followers, American culture, whatever the hell you want, and then we'll redo it. And I'm going to go research people and come back with a better list than you anyway. But you need to come up with specific rules if we're going to do it like this.
I mean, I feel like the specific rule should be a vote amongst the group of whether or not this person can be considered a celebrity. I think that's as simple as it gets.
But see, because honestly, that's kind of silly too.
I can tell you there is not one name on my list that people are going to go.
All right, okay, and that's fine.
Who is
but,
that guy?
But let's redo this. You make the rules. I want specific rules. I don't want this. Well, I'm not going to like this guy because I didn't think of him stuff. Just make up a list of rules, and base it on whatever criteria you want, and then I'll pick a list based off of that.
All right. Well, maybe we should just cancel the Deathpool, John. There's too much debate. There's too much drama.
Well, yeah, I think we obviously have two different opinions on what this thing should be, and I'm going on the way we used to do it, which is fine. But if you want to do it a different way, I'll play the game however you want, but I need to know your rules going in. That's all. I'm just asking you to make a list of rules how you want it. I'll play it by that, and I'll still win.
Lamont asks, is Robert Durst and El Chapo famous? Which I think both of those guys, would you consider both of those guys famous?
Yeah.
Big Brown the horse, that doesn't count. Horses don't count.
Now, see, even I wouldn't take a horse.
Yeah.
Because it's got to be human.
Thank God. I'm glad Fred didn't bring a horse to the table.
I wouldn't do that. And I'm a horse guy. But
all right,
but that's fine. Let's table it for a week. You come up with the rules, and I will play by your rules and still beat you.
I think the only...
But I'm going to need more research now because that's all.
Okay. Well, we'll come up with some more firm rules then. John, do you have questionable people on your list?
I'm not doing it.
You're out?
Yeah, I'm out.
Because of the debate today?
No. I wasn't going to... I decided I was going to do it.
When did you decide?
Right before the show.
Oh, son of a... All right. It's a new year. How's it looking, guys? Are you set for more money and a better life in 2017? Are you going to slog through 12 more months of the same old with the same old results? If you're feeling stuck, you need to check out My Computer Career. It's an IT school where you can start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 months, even if you have no experience. You attend classes on campus in Houston or live online to get the skills and certifications you'll need to start your new career. Plus, we're going to help you get hired and advance with lifetime career services. This is for real, guys. 2016, My Computer Career helped over 1,000 students start new IT jobs. You can join them. Just go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation, and get started on your path to more money. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start soon, so make new year, new career your resolution, and take the free career evaluation today at mycomputercareer.edu. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz.
Whoops. What? We'll take some calls this segment. I was telling John.
All right, on the HR&P listener line.
But
so
yeah,
bad. We've already done 45 minutes of friggin' debate over Deadpool that we're probably not going to do now. So
this is much better than talking about sports.
Well,
we've got all day tomorrow to talk about sports.
Pick a caller then.
Let's go with Carlito. Yo,
hey guys,
Carlito, sports.
You know, about the Deathpool thing here, it's really, really, really hard to distinguish who's famous and who is not. You know, such an opinionated thing. But it's, you know, first of all, is there any money on the line here?
Well,
minimal money. $20
a piece. Yeah, it's not enough to.
This is more about pride than anything.
Yeah. And AJ's pride's been hurt already because I outpicked him already.
Okay. Well, you know, the Juan Gabriel, he is, I mean, to me, he's famous, you know, and I was born in the States. Queen Elizabeth, yes, she's famous. It just depends, you know, like my boss was telling me, locally famous, what are y'all going by? Locally famous, regionally famous, globally famous? It's just such an opinionated thing. I think as far as credentials go, as long as the credentials are there, they should be famous. If I don't know them and I didn't know they were famous at the time, and I find out that they have good credentials, then they're famous. That's fine with me. That's just my take on it. Let's see what you guys got to say about it.
I don't disagree. And that's why when I saw the credentials of this band, this Tragically Hip, I came around on Gord Downie because he's the lead singer of a band that, much like, you know, and by the way.
And this isn't China either. This is North America.
It's- by the way, Mexican Twitter totally hates me now. for the Juan Gabriel thing. I'm dead to Mexican Twitter. I'm probably dead to Canadian Twitter too, although I think I have much more of a following with Mexican than Canadian. But because this guy's band is so famous and he is the lead singer of the band, I'm coming around to I could see how he would work in a celebrity death pool. Unfortunately, Vivian Campbell is not one of the top 100 guitarists of all time, according to Rolling Stone. He is not in the honor.
I find that hard to believe.
Do you want me to read the entire list?
No, I do not want you to read the entire list. Okay. I've already told you, listen, I've given you all the rules you want. You can make them any way you want. I'm giving you your way, even though you're completely wrong, and you're still bitching.
What am I bitching about?
You're still sitting here coming up with, this guy can't be here, this guy. Well, just make a list. Just tell me what it is. Just tell me what rules you want to play by, and I'm more than willing to play by them, and I'm more than willing to beat you. That's all I'm saying.
This is Fred's power move, and you know what? I'm going to fall into his trap. We'll play with the rules however you want to play with them, Fred.
No.
We'll do everyone's list as is.
No. You want to strike? You want to strike the guys?
Go ahead. I don't want to strike anyone.
No,
your ploy has worked.
It's not a ploy.
Your ploy to jab at my pride has worked.
You don't have any pride. Get out of here.
Oh, yeah. That's I'm definitely doing this for the money, let me tell you. I'm doing it for the money. All right.
I'm fine with you striking Vivian Campbell, but I'm going to need another 30 minutes to find somebody else.
Okay. Well, that's acceptable.
Do you want to go through the list?
No, let's do this at 6 or something.
Because we need to also, I mean, the reality is, as we open these other, is Barry's list turned in?
Barry Laminack?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we'll say at 5:30, we will unveil the lists. And we may have to start up a whole nother discussion of who's acceptable as a celebrity, because there may be more people who need to be struck.
Well, I've gone through everyone's list, and almost everybody I've heard of.
Okay, so you
there's a lot of duplicates.
Okay,
so that's not going to be a big problem.
Okay,
well, why don't we just do the list now so we can?
Because you don't have a 10th guy.
Well, I'll find a 10th guy.
Then we'll do it in the next segment. You'll have a break to do it.
Fair enough.
Does that work?
Yeah. We can give him more than that. We can give him
30 minutes. I had guys that I was going to take.
He had a back. Yeah, listen, everybody's got some guys.
Yeah, I had some late
in
cuts.
Case your guys get struck. I had guys on backup in case my guys get struck. Trust me.
I just never went in thinking I was going to strike anybody.
No, I went in knowing that somebody was going to come with some nonsense. I didn't think it would be you coming with nonsense.
It wasn't nonsense. It was nonsense. Research. Somebody actually does research.
I do think what that guy said, the difference is the wording of whether it's celebrities who you expect to die or people who are dying who also happen to have celebrity. And
what's wrong with both? Why do we have to differentiate?
Well, because there's definitely two different categories there.
The base goal of the game is what? Get as many points as you can from people who are famous who die in 2017.
Right.
Then my way of looking at it is correct.
I mean, the line of fame is just what is what's drawn there. Like,
I think, you know, that's where you have to actually sit down and start saying, okay, it specifically has to be this, 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 and this, and make rules. And I'm fine with that. I have no problem with that.
Okay.
It's not a ploy. I'm serious. If we have to come up with standards that, okay, they have to be famous in the United States. All right, if that's the standard, that's fine. And then we have to go through and then do Twitter followers or whatever.
Well, I feel like American pop culture is American pop culture. That's how we in our country decide who's famous. In Mexico, I would guess Molly Ringwald isn't famous in Mexico, but Molly Ringwald is a celebrity in the United States. You know what I'm saying? I'm guessing in Venezuela, Carrot Top isn't he's not a big celebrity, but here he has celebrity. So I just assumed that since we were playing the game in the United States of America, that was going to be the qualifier.
Well, see, I think there's also different elements of American pop culture, though. There's what you see. There's what I see. There's obviously what Mexico says.
Right. That's why I said take a vote amongst the participants in the group.
But is that even fair? Because the guy who died that everybody's killing you over, none of us had heard of.
I mean, I don't know.
What if somebody had him on their list?
He's not famous in American culture.
No, if that's the rules, I'll redo my entire list.
You don't have to redo your entire list.
No, I'm good with that.
You have to replace one guy.
You're just going to have to give me an hour if I have to redo my list.
You don't have to. You just have to find one guy. Pick one guy off your bench to put into your starting lineup.
Fine.
Now slash my payments, please.
Well, I have to slash my list first. And then after I slash my list, I'm going to help you slash your
payments. I hope
you
save at least $20. That way it's...
Guys, if you got a car and you got a car payment, slash my payments is the way to go. And car dealers are making a big profit on your loan. They mark up your rate, sometimes 2 to 3 points over what you really qualify for. And that money's going in their pocket, not yours. And it shouldn't. And that's why with slash my payments, they can drop your rate. They can drop your payments. And it doesn't cost you anything. You just go to slashmypayments.com and let the great team over at Ignition Financial help you find the rate you deserve and lower your monthly payments.
Yeah, guys, this is amazing stuff. They've dropped rates from the 9% to the 3%. And in some cases, that's saving over $120 a month. It's really unbelievable the amount of money that's going into someone else's pocket that they can put right back into yours. Go to slashmypayments.com. It takes literally just a couple minutes to apply, and doing it online is the easiest way. If you want, you can have one of them call you, but you can do everything from the website, and it's so quick, it's so easy, it's so painless. Enter our promo code BLITZ at the top of the application, and you're on your way to saving some money. With approved credit, other exclusions and or restrictions may apply. That's slashmypayments.com.
There you are.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.